Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. Good morning. This is my market perspective for Monday, 21st of March, 2011. Let's look at last week, first of all, which is certainly one of the most intense, I think extraordinary, and probably most distressing weeks the world has seen for many years. We saw initially those horrendous pictures of the havoc wreaked by the tsunami in Japan. And towards the end of the week, we began to realise that the death toll was going to be in the region of at least 20,000, far more than the 2,000 odd that had been predicted at the beginning of the week. We saw a near nuclear meltdown, we saw riots in Bahrain, we saw increased violence in Libya, culminating in the implementation of the UN no-fly zone towards the end of the week. But on the upside, we saw over the weekend, elections in Egypt and an overwhelming vote in favour of a new constitution. And just think comments from some of the Egyptians interviewed on the press, on the TV, all talking about the real need for to move forward and start a new life as soon as possible. So that was a real encouragement. It's always easy to reduce these tragedies, well, in the case of Egypt, these successes as well, to numbers and statistics, but let's not forget the human cost, the human tragedy behind all these stories. From those people putting their lives at risk by trying to control the nuclear reactor in Japan, to all those who have lost loved ones, who are homeless in Japan, to those who are suffering from violence in Libya and other parts of the Middle East. And I think it was a real shame that the press decided in the middle of the week to concentrate so much on the nuclear story, really trading on people's fears more than anything else. But that was all at the expense of the real human stories of the tragedy of people who were not affected by the nuclear fallout, but by the tsunami and the earthquake itself. And those all got pushed back to the tail end of the news, which I thought was a great shame and probably is indicative of the news industry's desire to make money out of people's fears rather than trying to inspire their compassion. Anyway, turning to the economic and financial front, highlights of last week included, well, quite a lot actually, rising oil prices. Moody's, the debt agency, downgraded Portugal's debt, following on from that of Greece and Spain the week before. The OECD report into the UK predicted low growth. Indian interest rates increased to 6.75%, and the reserve ratio in China has also tightened. Both continuing trends to tighten monetary policy in the Far East to combat ever-rising inflation. In the US, we saw figures showing continuing strength in the US manufacturing sector and industrial sectors, which are underpinning recovery, but an ongoing weakness in the housing sector in the US. There's also worrying trends of inflation in the US, led by food and energy, once again echoing a global trend. US leading indicators made a strong comeback, which is good, and that echoed the Fed's marginal economic upgrade made at the same time as they announced unchanged policy on interest rates and QE. So what did the markets do last week? Well, unsurprisingly, they were pretty much down after a very volatile week. We saw Japan down 10%, Asia-Pacific markets down around 2-3%, Europe was down about 3%, and the US down 2%. But we shouldn't set too much store on these short-term movements. They were triggered by short-term events. What we really need to look at is the longer-term influence on markets, and that at the moment is still very unclear. So the bottom line, in the US we see manufacturing strength outweighing housing weakness and a recovering financial sector. So the short term for the US is positive, reasonably positive anyway. Europe and the Far East, the earthquake and the unrest will continue to influence markets strongly this week, I suspect. I think last week reinforces two of our principles of Navigator, which is our 10 steps to freedom and an authentic life. And principle 3 is plan first, product second, and plan only what you can control. And obviously so much of last week we couldn't control, but what we can control is our spending, debt, asset allocation, etc. And principle 8 is get the correct asset allocation, and in these days it's important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against the macroeconomic risks that we see. Coming up, Japan and Libya are obviously going to be key drivers of the markets. Otherwise, it's a relatively quiet week for data. But in the UK, we see Bank of England minutes, inflation and retail sales. Oh, yes, and a budget. So please don't take this as advice because it's not, and we're regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Take care. Many thanks.